The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
Dr. Oz going into his fourth season. Ay, ay, ay. Is that how long it's been since he was on Oprah? Really?
Oh, yeah.
4 years, huh?
Yeah. Oof.
Every day, 2 o'clock, at the Great Dr. Oz Show. He's got a ton of people coming up this week. Valerie Bertinelli. Am I Normal or Nuts? That's the show I want to watch. Am I Normal or Nuts? Dr. Oz is on hold.
Hey, Dr. Oz.
Good morning to you all. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
Well, thank you very much. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, bro. There's so much to cover up. Before we get into what's coming up on the show, can we get your assessment as far as what is it that somebody has or somebody doesn't have that determines how easily frightened they are? Like, Maury is the most easily frightened human being I've ever met in my life. Does he lack something?
Well, it has a survival value to it because it keeps you out of trouble sometimes. So it's probably, you could argue this related to testosterone, but I wouldn't want to accuse Maury of that.
Okay.
The reality of fright is when you're a young person, you don't have much of it, and you should have more. When you're an old person, you have too much of it, and you should have less. So I think it's a balancing act.
Okay.
But let me get back to your issue. You're 38 now?
I am 38.
And you're getting ready for your prostate exam coming up?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. When do I have to go in for my first prostate exam?
Most people start around age 40.
But okay.
If you enjoy it, you can start earlier. It's really completely up to you.
Did you say if I enjoy it?
Yes.
Your show coming up on Wednesday, I'm fascinated by this because it's a conversation I think most people have had, which is, am I normal or am I nuts?
So we're going to start with dreams. So the first dream is you're being chased by someone. And just before they catch you, you wake up. Normal or nuts? Oh, actually, what does it mean?
I'm going to say I don't remember my dreams and haven't in about 20 years.
You haven't had a dream?
No.
Ooh, you know what that means?
No.
You're not sleeping full cycles. If every 90 minutes, you should be breaking into REM sleep and have dreams. And if you're having disrupted sleep or not enough sleep, you won't remember them or they won't even occur. So you want to dream. Dreaming is really important. It's how we process a lot of subconscious information, but it's also a barometer of how well you're sleeping.
Oh, my God. Dr. Oz.
Wow.
I could be a guest on your show and for a full hour just only talk about my dreams. I have the most messed up dreams every single night.
So give me an example of one.
Constantly have dreams about, I'm always trying to run, but it feels like someone is like pulling the back of my shirt.
Yep.
And I can't run as quickly as my legs are moving. It's like as if that feeling you get if you try running while you're inside in water. Like if you're in a swimming pool and you're trying to run while you're in water, that's the feeling I get.
Well, that's all about avoidance. Someone is chasing you to have a conversation with you. You got to examine what's going on in your life. Was there a confrontation you don't want to have? You know, what are the issues that are holding you back from engaging?
Mocha's girlfriend.
Nah!
Yeah?
Nah.
A couple others that have come up. One was crumbling teeth, which was a very common.
That happened to me last week!
Yep. Crumbling teeth falling out. That's from foot and mouth syndrome. You know, you said something like you shouldn't have said. Maybe you gossiped and it's causing you stress.
Mocha, I'm finding out all mochas. You're a terrible person in your dreams.
And how about another one? Falling dreams. You ever dream that you're falling?
All the time. Oh, my God. All the time, Dr. Oz.
All right, did you hit the ground in your dreams?
No, never. Right before I hit the ground, I always wake up.
All right, well, then you're normal. That's pretty typical because falling is about losing control. But hitting the ground means major anxiety and turmoil going on inside your body.
Now, what if we were to say to you, you take all Mocha's dreams that he's just laid out, and then we go into my theory, which is his girlfriend wants him to propose. Does it all make sense now?
Yeah, I think you got it. That's it.
Right. damn it, Maury.
I have one dream I always have, and it's that my fiance Matthew is cheating on me or with another man. What does that mean?
Is it true, first of all?
I have no idea.
You know, it speaks to insecurity in the relationship, but doesn't mean it's happening, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing about dreams, and this is what I learned from having this great expert, Larry Lowenberg, on this week, was they're symbols to you, and you have to interpret those symbols by examining what happened the day before. So the most important thing after a dream is to look at what happened 24 hours earlier and try to write down things that might be correlated to it.
Amazing. It's too bad we couldn't have you on longer. I wanted to get into this whole gluten-free fad that everybody's on. But we will do that next time.
I would love to. Take care of yourselves.
Dr. Oz, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Always love it. Take care. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.